Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Amy on here. She wants to be on The Voice Disguise. You got a whole bunch of sisters that are just angry now. Angry, angry, angry. Good morning, Amy. You're on Q100.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. We understand you're angry. Your sister's angry. You're just a bunch of angry people.
Well, yes, I guess so. Or confused or something, yes.
All right, your sister has been married to this dude for how long now?
For 7 years.
7 years. And did you know him before they got married?
Not as friends, no. They dated and I knew him, you know, as my sister's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how I first met him.
All right. Why don't you take it from there?
Okay. Well, so we pretty much got along. I mean, he's really great, you know. We got along from the first moment she introduced him to the family and everything. And then it was, I guess, probably last summer. My office moved kind of close to his, you know, and we both kind of work a lot. My sister stays at home, and we just once ran into each other and decided to have lunch together. And, you know, a couple times we have some mutual friends, so a couple times we ended up, you know, like at a bar together just hanging out. And he's awesome, you know, and I think he's really great, but I don't think of him as anything else than my sister's husband. You know, I mean, I'm not attracted to him. I'm not like that. And my sister seems like kind of concerned with it. And I was like, well, I mean, okay, I understand, you know, like the whole, well, this is your family, but I'm your sister and I'm not going to hurt you like that. And I asked her if she'd be okay we have another sister who's married. And I said, is it okay if she hangs out with your husband? And she's like, oh yeah, I have no problem with that.
Are you the younger sister, or are you the younger sister or older sister?
I'm the baby of the family.
Okay.
So,
and are you single or dating?
Yes. Yeah, I'm single. I mean, I broke up last summer with my boyfriend of like 3 years. So, and I haven't really seen anyone since then. And I don't know if that's the biggest concern, but that all of a sudden, because I was single and then I started seeing her husband more, going out with her husband, which even putting it in those words sounds ridiculous because we're not going out, you know. But she somehow thinks that I'm this crazy single woman trying to get my claws into her husband, and I don't even think of him that way. And I know he doesn't think of me that way. I mean, he adores her. He talks about her most of the time when we're out.
404-741-Q100.
I totally agree with you. I think if I were your sister, I would prefer for him to go to work lunches with you and to hang out with you after work or go to happy hour or whatever than somebody else. I don't understand what is making her so jealous. I honestly think that your sister's ridiculous for even being concerned about it.
I wonder
it's kind of like irking me. Like, I want to call your sister and chew her out.
Ooh, you got a hobby irk.
Is it possible that she's sort of jealous of the, I mean, you guys are forming not physical, but an intimate relationship. I mean, you're sharing stuff with him. He may be sharing stuff with you about the marriage, and it's just crossing an intimate line that she's just not comfortable with.
She's not concerned if someone else were his friend in this regard.
All right, here come some of the calls. Jackie is, she has a very strong opinion about this. Hey, Jackie, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay,
good.
What's up?
This is just a hot mess. She needs to back away.
What?
She has feelings for him.
She no,
has
she
feelings
doesn't.
For him, and she's just like, yeah, 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 my sister, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be a mess. There's just, it's like when Harry met Sally, guy and a girl cannot be friends and have it be platonic.
What did she say that gave
but
you that
her
indication?
Oh,
that's her brother-in-law.
that woman just like, I'm giving my comment and then I'm getting off the phone before Melissa can get in my ear.
Stick and move. I mean, I'm sure that.
It's not,
I mean,
Melissa, I was about to get in her ear. Like, well, I don't think, she didn't say anything. She said, I'm not attracted to him. We work similar hours. We work close by. And she's hanging out with her brother-in-law. That's her family.
Yeah, but I mean, I bet that if we wanted to, we could take calls from women who have been in the same situation, and dude ended up coming in and the sister stole him.
I just don't see the bar thing. I wanted to ask her further about the bar thing.
And I want to know also, like, after she goes and she meets up with the husband, is she like texting the sister and going, hey, just want to let you know we had dinner together or lunch together. We just had drinks.
I think the sister's got more issues about being a stay-at-home parent than it is about her sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think she's jealous that she doesn't get to go to lunch with him, or she doesn't get to, you know, go to the happy hour things after work or whatever, that she has to be home raising the kids.
I think that's where Katie's going with this also. Hey, Katie.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay, thanks for calling.
Good. I was going to agree with what Jen just said. I think that the sister's probably like a stay-at-home mom, you know, doesn't get a lot of interaction with adults, mm-hmm. maybe like kind of frumpy and is just jealous. I know, I don't know if you guys have a brother-in-law, but I do, and my sister loves that me and him are so close because he's like my brother, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, but I would, now, if, okay, let me ask a question. If you are a stay-at-home mom, I mean, I don't know if the frumpy comment and all that is necessary, but if you're a stay-at-home mom and then your husband is, instead of coming home after work to help with the kids, he's out at the happy hour with your sister, I mean, I don't know a lot of people that would be 100% cheering that on.
Here, Amy is back now. Hey, Amy, Kathy said that she's been in a similar situation, and she might be able to give you some strong advice here. Hey, Kathy.
Hi. Stay away from her husband, period, period. Don't hang out with him. It's caused a lot of problems with me and my sister, and it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. And she may be self-conscious. She may, and that's not my sister's case, but she may be self-conscious. Are you skinnier than her, prettier than her, or anything like that?
Well, I have time to go to the gym. I mean,
oh. That wasn't nice. But,
I mean, it's not, I mean, she's not overweight, but I do, I mean, I have time to go to the gym and to take time and, you know, put time and effort.
I do think you need to respect your sister, though.
What, Melissa? Why are you shaking your head like that?
Well, because,
that was awesome.
Yeah, because, the thing is, regardless of whatever rivalry my sister and I have ever had, I would never disrespect her like that. I would never,
she
meaning the comments.
Her.
No,
she
the
just
comments
implied.
Like that. If my sister is home with two children and I'm single and have plenty of, you know, free time, I'm not comparing. It's apples to oranges. I'm not going to say, well, at least I go to the gym. My sister, you know. And also, I would not be comfortable.
She doesn't have time. That's part of it.
Right.
You know,
and I would not.
I'm aware that, like, it's not to say she's out of shape and I'm not, but I mean, our
lives
are different.
What were
you
saying? You
know?
Well, this seems so easy to me. I mean, which do you value more?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you value your relationship with your sister, or do you value your relationship with your sister's husband more? And it seems to me that's pretty clear cut.
It's the same thing, isn't it? Like, technically, if it's family now, it's family. It's, isn't it?
I said, back off.
I don't think your sister's warranted in her concerns.
I do.
I really don't.
I could see the jealousy issues.
But she's not concerned with our other sister, though. I mean, if she's concerned with you,
then you just need to respect her wishes. Can't you go to lunch with somebody else? Does it have to be with her husband?
How often do you hang out with him?
Maybe, like, once or twice a week when we're both, like, you know, in similar situations or have a similar lunch hour. This isn't like every day.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Twice a week is a lot.
And then, and you brought up a bar. I want to go further into this. After work, how often do you hang out with them?
That maybe is once a week. Like Thursdays, there was.
So once a week, you're hanging out with him in the evening.
So that's three times a week you're hanging out with your sister's husband.
And how often does she get to go to the bar? How often does she get to go to lunch with him?
Not often. I mean,
she doesn't. So that's why she's jealous. That's why you need to respect your sister.
Yeah, I got to go against you on this
one,
Jen.
I'm sorry.
I think she's got to bail.
My sister comes first. I'm warranted in it. I think, I mean, she said she's not attracted to him. They're friends.
Three times a week they're hanging out, though?
Rather, that is a lot.
Well, she said, like, well, she said once or twice a week. Maybe once is at the happy hour thing.
She said once or twice for lunch and then once at dinner.
On an average week, how many times do you see him socially? Lunch, bar?
Solo.
Not solo.
I'm curious about solo.
Her sister.
Solo is really rare. I mean, like, solo sometimes, you know, I mean, it's maybe twice a month. Is it just the two of us?
How many times are you and him together in a given week without your sister?
Probably two or three times.
That's a lot.
That's a whole bunch. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. It's something very similar happened in our situation. I was living with my sister, and her boyfriend lived out of town, and then they were fiancé or whatever, and I was still in school. So when he would come up to visit her, she would have to, like, work on the weekends because she was a lawyer. And she would basically say, hey, go entertain him. And then after a while, she was like, she wasn't as jealous, it sounds like, as her sister, but you could definitely tell, like, she would make snide comments and she'd make remarks. And it turned out, like, eventually she kind of came to terms that I was more of a benefit for her. But it kind of sounds like, I mean, at first I was kind of defending the listener, but it sounds like if she is a, like, to be a good sister, go babysit so the husband and the wife can go. You don't need to have that relationship. Was like, I was supposed to be there. I was kind of like giving him something to do, and she just got jealous because she had to work all the time. This is a little different.
All right, so final advice for her if we were going to go around the room here. Wendy, what does she do?
Go to lunch with somebody else. Respect your sister.
Melissa?
Don't be so defensive with your sister. Appreciate her concern and work it out.
Jen?
Yeah, it is your family, so you got to respect their wishes.
I'm with that. I think that relationship with your sister is way more important than her husband, so bail on the husband. Jeff?
I think all if you guys have like a standing once a week date for lunch, that might be cool. Three times a week, it's a little weird.
And after work, that to me, that's a huge violation. If he's got kids at home, he needs to be at home with his kids, not out with you.
Oh, damn.
Okay. That's true. Hey, you called.
Not out with the aunt.
You wanted some tough love? You got it.
Thanks, y'all.
All right. Thanks for the ticket, officer. Appreciate it.
The Burt Show. Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs is 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So yeah, I'm oddly annoyed at my celebrity-obsessed friends. And it started off with one friend in my circle, but now it's going on into two friends in my circle, my close circle of friends. And it's not like major celebrities. It's like local Atlanta celebrities, like in the sporting world or the movies that are filming here, the TV shows that are filming here, with those actors. And it's actors. It's not actresses. So my friends are girls, and they're obsessed with these guys.
Now, important clarification, because I want to make sure I'm not confused. Who is the person on the show who wanted to date the NFL player?
Jen, was that you?
Not me.
Oh, no. It was Melissa.
No.
Oh, wasn't you?
Tracy?
Wasn't Tracy.
She's been married for a while.
Wasn't Tracy.
Joanna's been engaged since 1988.
Okay, it's the pot calling the kettle black.
It was Wendy whose last year said that she was going to end up dating an NFL player.
Yes,
okay. It's me.
That was her New Year's resolution.
No, it's me.
But now that didn't happen, she's annoyed with her friends.
Yeah. Right.
Doing the same thing.
Is it because they may have a shot at the people that they're obsessed with?
Well, there's one of my friends who will go out of her way to seek out athletes. Mm-hmm. And she brags about being with athletes. If she goes home with an athlete, it's all about, I slept with this player and I went to this player. Now he really likes me. But then when it doesn't work out, she's like, why isn't he calling me back? I don't get why he won't return my text or phone calls. We had a great time. I'm like, he's a boy. It's not that he's an athlete or an actor. He's a guy. You would not do this for any other guy. You wouldn't care if it was any other guy. So I understand that. And now I have another friend who's doing the exact same thing. We normally go out and have a couple of drinks, but now we have to go out to this certain place because the certain guys will be there and we wait around. For the guys.
Is the place Turner Field?
No.
Does he have eight friends that come out at the same time?
No.
Are they all dressed alike?
No. And this is not an athlete. She's obsessed with these actor boys. So now it's turned into we have to go to this place that she normally would never have gone to.
Mm-hmm. Really?
We would switch it up every night and go somewhere different. But now we've got to go there and we've got to wait.
And don't you think the guys know? If you're always sitting at the bar, like every time they show up, they know what you're up to.
I would think that if you're a celebrity of that magnitude, that playing hard to get is the best way to go. Because they have women throwing themselves at these guys all the time. They have women that are showing up at the same bars all the time. Mm-hmm. That if you don't show them any interest at all, I bet it would drive them crazy.
Well, yeah, and like it's just showing like her worth, like especially your friend who sleeps mm-hmm. with the athletes or whatever. Like she's just saying, like, you know, my self-worth is that you can take me home. You don't have to treat me really well. Guess what? You don't even have to buy me dinner mm-hmm. and you're going to have sex.
And
you know,
my thing is you would never do this for a normal guy. You would not go to a place and sit there and wait for hours and hours for a guy to get off work mm-hmm. just to meet up with them and have a drink with all your friends. No, you would go to a different place. You'd have fun. And then you'd go home at the end of the night. If you didn't see him, oh, well, if you did, great. But now it's just turned into waiting around and driving to this place, driving to that place just to meet one guy because
these are local guys that are working on a show that's being produced mm-hmm. here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to, you're not going to be friends with that person much longer because you're going to get so sick of it.
I'm already sick of it. And then I don't know how to bring it up to her either because, I mean, I want to be her friend. I want to be supportive. But at the same time, I don't want to have to sit there and wait around.
You can't bring it up to her because you're the same person, like the NFL
no,
player.
No, she does not go to the same places and stalk out guys and do the drive-bys. Let's see if his car's there. Let's see if they're here right now. Oh, you know what? I bet they went to this bar. They mentioned that the other night. I know what Wendy's talking about, and it's like the obsession of girls when they get into that mode is so annoying. Like, you can't mm-hmm. even talk about anything else with your friends. Like, they just create this psychotic plan, and
You've
it consumes all the real estate in their head, mm-hmm. and it's just, it drives you crazy. Now, I totally understand how you feel.
Is this celebrity-based, or is this just guy-obsessed-based?
I mean, I think it can be guy-obsessed, but when it becomes about somebody who's got a little bit of notoriety or fame, mm-hmm. then it becomes over-obsession.
Stakes
because
are
guess
raised.
Why? They can figure out where they are, or they can go online and, you know, be on their fan pages, or they can figure out, you know, like, oh, so-and-so's got a game tonight, so I know they're going to be here, or so-and-so's, you know, shooting a scene here, I know they're going to be there. Like, if it's a celebrity or if it's a musician, like, people can follow them easier and
right.
become more obsessed.
I know this is going to make logical sense to people, but I know it will never be applied. I understand why people are interested in hooking up and hanging out with celebrities, but at the end of the day, when you get them off of the stage or off of the screen or off of your TV or whatever, everybody's jacked up. It's the same exact problems you have
as if
you were dating a sales guy. It's a human being. It's the same thing.
It's a boy.
But you don't get bragging rights to your friends if you're just dating, you know, like a salesperson. This is more... It's bragging rights than anything else.
They're not dating them.
Because I wouldn't do a drive-by and I wouldn't do the stalking thing, but I might, you know, I'd have sex on the first date with this lady.
Say that.
I would say yours would be different. Like, you would not have first these date. Grandiose dreams of that celebrity, like, you know, wanting to be with you forever, and all of a sudden they're going to move you to Hollywood, and you're going to
become for the bragging
their
rights.
Exactly.
I would
yours
do it
would
to say I slept
intention.
With blah. Yes.
Exactly.
You know what I'm going to ask later on today when we have more time, and I know it's always a little tough to get the phone started this early, so I sometimes put things off later, is I want to talk to people, we'll put them on the voice disguiser, and tell us what it's like to date a celebrity. Don't tell us who it is, don't tell us if it was a basketball player, or if it was a movie star, and just tell us what it is really like behind mm-hmm. the scenes. To be dating a celebrity. And I wonder if some of the same problems that we hear every single day on The Burt Show won't be the exact same as if they were with a celebrity.
And there's more problems.
More.
Because everywhere you go, you can't go out to dinner or have a private time or anything like that because people are always coming up interrupting, all that.
Jealousy issues constantly.
Oh, tons of them. Yeah.
Well, they're just normal guys and they're normal girls. I mean, there's going to be the same problems mm-hmm. that go on with them that go on in normal people's lives. So
I think you got to talk to your friend. I think you got to tell her to cut it out or you can't hang out with them
friend
anymore.
Friend intervention.
I think you got to do it the other way around. I think you kind of backdoor it. I think you actually have to go to the celebrity, set your friend up with the celebrity, make sure it works out so you don't have her as a friend anymore. Get her off your slate. She's bringing you down,
girl. That's not going to happen.
She's bringing you down.
Girls are throwing themselves at them anyways. That's not going to happen. No, it's annoying.
So do you guys have any specific time that you're going to be hanging out waiting for this guy? When's the next time?
Once she gets the text, and that's where we go. So she gets the text, we go and sit, and we wait, and we drink, and I watch her drink and wait, and it's
sad.
It's sad and annoying.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, if you have dated a celebrity in the past, we want to put you on the voice disguiser to see if, like, the fantasy of dating a celebrity is, you know, really what you thought it would be initially. Because Wendy here's got a couple of friends that locally are celebrity-obsessed, want to date celebrities. Mm-hmm. And my thought on the whole thing is, as soon as you get past the shine and as soon as you get past the bragging rights of dating a celebrity, I wonder if at the end of the day, you're still having the same damn problems as non-celebrities. Mm-hmm. So is it what it's cracked up to be? 404-741-Q100.
And I would think even more so. I mean, they're normal people. Like, celebrities are people. They're not just out in the spotlight for nothing. But yeah, my friends are just obsessed with wanting to date them. They think it's glamorous. They'll wait around for guys on purpose just to hang out with them just once and wait for hours and go to specific places, which I don't understand. I mean, it's a normal person. You know, you wouldn't do that with a normal guy. There's any guy who would not do that.
And I get the luster of the whole thing. Man, it's going to be limos. It's going to be backstage access. I'm going to be on the set and I'm going to see other big time celebrities. But I still think relationship wise, at the end of the day, it's still a relationship between a man and a woman.
Yeah, well, I said earlier, celebrities I wouldn't want a relationship with. I would want a one-night stand. I want the bragging rights of saying I slept with. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I'd use the term I hit that, but yeah, I would definitely brag about sleeping with a celebrity. But I have no interest
in dating. Melissa? Come on, top of your list. Oh.
You throw around Don Johnson like mad.
That was my first guess.
Your Hump Island list.
Lord, I mean, that's just give me a second and let me narrow it down to five people. Come on.
Here is Bobby. Who wants to be on the voice disguiser?
Hey, Bobby.
All right, so really what we're asking here is dating a celebrity, is the fantasy of it, does it meet the reality of dating a celebrity? 404-741-Q100. Bobby, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hey, how are you guys?
Okay, good. How are you?
Great, love the show.
Thank you. Now, you don't have to tell us which celebrity if you don't want to, but what arena are we talking in? Are we talking an actor? Are we talking about an athlete?
I'm an athlete. I dated a professional football player for the Falcons.
Okay.
And it was definitely at first, it wasn't exactly something I was extremely interested in when I met him, but in the end, it ended up like he ended up being a cheater, but we had the exact same problems as any of my other past relationships have had, and actually it was even worse.
What made it worse?
I guess just the fact that, I mean, I went to a lot of almost all of his games, and like he met my whole family, and then we probably dated about 6 months or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually introduce anyone to my family unless it's serious, and then ended up finding out that he was still dating his ex from back home, who he had been with for about 4 years.
Mm.
And he just really ended up being someone who I never knew at all. It was actually the worst relationship I ever been in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, it doesn't really matter if he was a celebrity or not. I mean, you could be talking about any ex, right?
You're right. It didn't at all. And it's almost harder. I thought it was actually harder because you can't, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really trust him, but I did. I was very trustworthy with him and believed almost everything he said. And in the end, I probably wouldn't have done that in most of my past relationships because I was taking the chance and it just wasn't good, but I learned.
And now after the relationship, you get to see him in the headlines, on the highlights.
I'm in the headlines and I'm just like,
if he gets married, it'll be in the paper.
Yeah, you can't escape it, right?
You can't escape it once you're done.
Not at all. And I mean, he starts and everything, but he's still a rookie, so it's only his second year with them. So it was, I still thought that part of him was, you know, maybe still in reality that he hadn't maybe
been jaded yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, thanks for calling, Bobby.
It's a potential guy for you, Wendy. Right. Year, rookie.
Right. I'm going to go wait around for him and for his text message. No, I would think it would be even harder, especially with women throwing themselves at you. Like, for example, my friends will wait around. Like, what if the guy has a girlfriend? I mean, these women will do whatever it takes just to get with somebody.
Why do you think it is? Do you think that there are gold diggers or like attention Whores or skanks? I'm just kidding.
Which category?
I was referring to that Inside Edition clip.
And Jen's being very nurturing about this.
I was referring to that Inside Edition clip. But really, what do you think it is that they're after? Like, what's the attraction to that?
Maybe
like,
fame. One maybe money. I mean, my friends are in their early 20s. They, of course, you want to be supported in some way. I mean, that's got to be one factor, at least for one of my friends.
And she was talking about how she gave a little more leeway to this football player because he's the football player that she wouldn't have given to other guys. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also think it comes to looks, too, because in my mind, when you're talking about who I'd sleep with, there's so many hotties. But let's say that I was single and Ellen was single. I'm not attracted at all to Ellen. But you know what? One night, mm-hmm. I'd do it to say that I did Ellen.
Sure, you get celebrity bragging rights.
Yes, I think that you give so much leeway to mm-hmm. celebrities that you would never give to somebody that you're standing next to.
Ashley, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Okay. Hey. How are you?
Good. I dated a baseball player and a country singer.
Okay.
The baseball player I was with before he was famous, as you say,
mm-hmm.
and we dated for about 3 years. And once he got famous, his head just swelled up really big.
Mm-hmm.
He started cheating and all this stuff. But I was with him from the struggle all the way up until he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing, you know, I wouldn't say that it would be dating a famous person, but dating like a regular person.
Yeah, and she didn't
the
get the perks.
Singer was a total jerk. Right from the get-go, was a total jerk, and I just fell for the jerk and all that stuff. So I would say women date famous people or try to date famous people for the fame and for the money.
Yeah, like if you stumble on it, like to me, that would be one thing, but to like seek it out,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you pretty much get what you deserve, I think, because you're willing to take anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you put up with more, and your standards go way down. Mm-hmm. Like you would not date this unattractive guy who's going to treat you like crap. Normally, so why do you let this other guy do it to you?
Because he can sing well.
Right.
So what we're hearing over and over and over again, for those of you that think that celebrity world is so awesome, it's no different than dating a non-celebrity, and in most cases, it's worse.
Worse, yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I dated a big-time Atlanta music producer for about a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like a whole other world. When we'd be at home, when I first met him, I met him through a mutual friend who... artist of his that I went to high school with, and so the first couple times I met him was in like a really low key, you know, just me and mutual friends. So he was one person. He was, you know, I called him by his real name.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first time we ever went anywhere, he went by his stage name, which that's what the world knows him as. And he was the most ridiculous person I've ever met. It was like a completely different person. All of a sudden, he was like I can't even explain it. He was like this other person, and people will be like, oh my gosh, he's so awesome. I'd be like, that's not even who he really is.
Right.
And then, you know, the first time I ever went to his house, I kind of realized the depths of the situation, that he had named all his pets after himself.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
Now, outside the celebrity creepy. World, Wendy, if you have a first date and you go over to a dude's house and he has two dogs and a cat and they're all named after him, that's it. You
Hell
never
no.
see that dude ever again.
Hell no. No way.
It was just one of those situations where you don't know what to say. I mean, someone says, this is my dog, and he named it after himself. I mean, it's hard to call the dog the same name you're calling. And he wanted me to call him by his stage name.
No.
Like, he did not want me to call him by his real name because that's what everybody calls him. Mm. I'm like, yeah, but not me. I'm not calling you that. And it was crazy. We would go out and, I mean, just the people, because when you're dealing with a music producer, it's a little different in the fact that it's not just women. It is everybody, because not just everybody wants to date him.
Right.
People want mm-hmm. to know him because they want right. him to sign them.
Mm-hmm.
They want free studio time. They want, you know, they're friends of other artists. They're this person. I mean, he would be out everywhere, and people would throw CDs on our table while we were eating dinner and be like, dude, please just listen to it for 5 minutes.
Wow.
We'd be going to the car, and they would, you know, they would drive up, and they'd be like, let me sing for you for 3 seconds.
Wow.
And I'd be like, really? We're like, on a date right now.
Yeah.
And
you're
so
like, we got to get
I
to Target.
At some point, I'd handle it.
So how long did the relationship last?
Like a year and a half. At, you know, at a about a year, my mom was like, you cannot do this anymore. Because mm-hmm. he would want my mom to call him by his stage name.
Oh,
I'd be
no.
like, this is crazy. This is not going
to
work out.
All right, so we got a reoccurring theme here happening. And I still got five lines lit up that we could all go to, all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is basically be really careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. It's no different.
And
it's worse.
And I don't know if she would have dated him a year and a half if he wasn't a music
celebrity.
Producer. Yeah.
That's true.
The Bird Show. Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
One thing was Melissa was mad about yesterday was that I told her that I feel old. This is the first year that I really feel like I'm 43 today, and this is the first year that I just feel that age, and I think it has everything to do with these damn crutches and my knee the last couple of weeks.
Of course it does.
Man, I just – and the way it happened too, you know, like playing soccer with younger people, and I just feel this year like I'm 43 and I just – can't do the things physically that I used to be able to do, and this is the first year I feel it.
Well, I guess I guess the two things I have, 43 is not old, so I really don't think that's old, and it's not just because I'm 40. When I was 30, I didn't think 43 was old. But then the second thing is that you had never played soccer before, so I also don't think that whether it was a yard full of 20-year-olds or 40-year-olds playing soccer, I still think you would hurt yourself because it's the third time you had ever been on the soccer field. So I do think, you know, I don't think you're old, but I'm just trying to make you feel better. It's not because I'm mad, Jeff. It's because, I just think that – I think if you think 43 is old, it's only going to get worse from here because, you know what I mean, like – I believe in growing old gracefully. I don't believe in fearing getting older. And so that's why it concerns me that you feel that 43 is old. That's all.
There are some parts of aging that I think I'm embracing way better than other parts. Like there is a certain wisdom that comes. I mean, I've had a lot of life lessons, especially the last couple of years. I'm definitely more comfortable in my own skin now that I'm older. I just care generally less about what people think of me, and I'm okay with that. I'm handling my relationships now with a lot more honesty. That stuff all comes with age. It's the physical part of it that I'm really having a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the not being able to run as long, not being able to drink as much.
trying to be chilling.
And the fact that I can't pick up a sport at whatever age I want now and fear injury, those are the things that bother me now.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think we even talked about this over the weekend. There are some people that are 40 and they're an old 40, or they're 50 and they're an old 50, or there's people that are a young 40 or a young 50. Like, my dad and my mom are in their 60s, but they certainly don't act like old 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they're young and active and they go and do and they travel and nothing holds them back and whatever. And I think it's a state of mind for them rather than, you know, other people I know who are much younger than that, who act so much older than that. You know, it's like, God, they turn 50 and they got one foot in the grave.
Right.
And you're like, wait a second, you know? Then I have friends that are 50 that, you know, seemingly look and act 40.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's all a state of mind, really.
Because it really does go both ways. Like, I know 30-year-olds that their mentality are like 55. They stay home.
Mm-hmm.
They do nothing. They're not in any activity or anything like that. And it almost feels like they're just slowly watching the clock, waiting for retirement, and then waiting to die.
I think it's personality.
Approach. Absolutely. I think it's personality. Because, I think that you can – I mean, there are people who are in their 20s that, just hate life. Complain about their ailments. Complain, you know, you don't have to be older to complain about your body. You know, I know plenty of people who do.
And at the end of the day, we really only do this just once, you know. So if like you spend all those years complaining about how you're feeling, before you know it, it's over. Somebody told me a couple of months ago, they were much older than I was, and they said, you know, the days go by slow, but the years go by very fast. So appreciate the days more and more every single day.
Well, and think about the fact if you live to be 80, if you live to be 85, you've got 40-something more years to go. So if you start, you know, I don't know, if you start looking at life differently now, you've got 40 years that you're going to complain, and you don't want to do that.
Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
listen, I was, you know, I've been listening to you talking about your birthday, and the physical part is what you have the hardest part dealing with. And I just turned 40 in February.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I love about being 40 is exactly what you just said about not caring as much about what other people think. I work at a college here in Atlanta, and I mean, they give me such a hard time because I started wearing like these hair pieces and stuff because they're fun. And, you know, all these little things that I do that I'm just, it's like I'm stepping out into myself for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't like it, don't look, don't be here. Go your own way. I'm enjoying myself.
Right.
I think it's ironic that you're wearing hair pieces and so is Bert.
That's true, Bert. You have a good head of hair for a 43-year-old.
You're on The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.